It's an absolutely gorgeous spring day. You can see life beginning to pop back up again. It's creeping, slow and steady, and you can also smell it. It's been an especially depressing and stuffy winter. The sun feels so damn good on your skin. You walk slowly. You take slower steps, as if you'll never feel this way again. In between your regularly paced breaths, you take long, exaggerated intakes of air. The oxygen entering your lungs gives you a high. Don't follow too far behind, you call out, not even looking back at them. It's such a lovely day out, you thought it only fair to take them with you. You've packed a lunch for you both. You even included special treats you know they would enjoy. Hey, I said don't fall behind, or no treats. Especially your special treat. The special treat you're referencing isn't something that's packed in the basket. The special treat was on you, on your body, between your legs. It was and is their favorite thing to play with. In some instances, at home, they will crawl towards you, whimpering, pathetic little face, and you know what they want. No, what they need. You notice their mouth is wet from licking their lips. You've gone from wearing a dress on a rare occasion to almost every day. You constantly tease them by doing this throughout the day. Sometimes they crawl up behind you and sneak a peek. They're seeing if you're wearing any panties. Sometimes yes, and they whimper because they're still enjoying the view. And other times they get very lucky and there is no barrier. They will whimper louder to hint at what they want. They want to taste. They want to bury and wiggle their face in that special area. They whimper even louder to get your attention. Sometimes you giggle and ignore them. You continue what you're doing. Other times you're in the mood to be absolutely worshipped. You call them a good puppy. Give them head pats, lean over the counter or the table. If they're very lucky, you get on your hands and knees so they can bury their face as much as they want, lapping up their special treat as if it were their last time tasting it. You found the perfect place for your picnic. They help you lay out the blanket, and you lay on your back. You have brought a book to enjoy while obedient puppy gets on their hands and knees. They slide your sandals off and kiss the tops of your feet. As they inch closer to their special treat, they give little but hard enough bites to see your body twitch a little. They get closer and closer and closer. Once in a while, they nuzzle into your skin. They love this angle. Best angle and more comfort. You begin to squeeze your thighs when they've reached their destination. The squeeze is like a reward for them. They love that feeling. They are no slouch. If permitted, their hands also work. Caress, nails grazing your hips and sides. Their tongue and fingers moving in with their sensitive walls between their special treat and your asshole. They know they may bite your inner thigh just enough to leave a little bruise, and while that happens, afterwards they will lick it and kiss it all better. This is happening all the while you are attempting to read the book you bought. You've been on the same paragraph this entire time. Those words blur together when you have your eyes open. It is the perfect day for a picnic.